The Lord dropped in my heart this week, or actually, I think it was last Sunday afternoon, the words enabled by the Holy Spirit. The word enabled means to confer power or authority upon someone. God's people, we are enabled or empowered by the Holy Spirit. The word tells us that it's not by might nor by power, but by my anointing, saith the Lord. The man can go out here and build a church. I mean, it's very easy if you're willing to put in the time to do it. You get the right ingredients. You get the music. You get the singers. You get the preacher. And you can build a church. But the thought came to me that God is not in the business of building a church in this hour. God is creating a dwelling place for Himself. We are lively stones that are being built together as a habitation for the Lord. For a purpose. And the other thought that I had this week, God, there's been quite a few visitations of God in the earth in the last over 2,000 years. And they've always intrigued me to look into those visitations. But the thought came to me this week that not one of them was really created by man. That in the fullness of time, when God had proposed in Himself for His visitation to man at any given time in history, it was God Himself that created the desire and the thirst and the hunger and even the dissatisfaction with the status quo of that hour. And that's what happened in every one of them. Men and women became dissatisfied with the status quo, with what was going on, and began to see that there had to be something else other than what they had. They became dissatisfied with the structure of what was going on, or with the way things were happening, and they began to hunger and thirst for the reality of God in that hour. However, it was God, it was not man, that chose that time and that place. It was God's purpose and the fullness of His time for that visitation. He created the desire. He created the dissatisfaction. He created the hunger and the thirst for a fresh word and a fresh visitation of God. And I believe with all my heart that we have entered in and are entering into a new day. We are entering in. There is a new sound in the earth in this hour, in the hearts of God's people. And it's God that's placed it there. You look around you, you see what's happening in the world, but you know what I believe? I believe that God is preparing the world to receive the message of the manifestation of the sons of God. The things that are happening in the world today, people are beginning to get disgusted with the status quo and with what's going on. But on the other side of the coin, there is a people that is beginning to hear the sounding of a trumpet, the announcing of a message, the calling to a solemn assembly, the call to come to God, the call to turn aside from the things that are going on in the earth and to seek the face of the Lord. It's not by choice that we're where we are this morning. I know that. God put it in our heart to come out of the traditions and the forms and the programs of mankind, and gave us a word and a revelation that began to change our hearts and our lives and began to call us unto Himself. And it's in this hour that God is beginning to speak afresh and anew in the midst of His people. And I'm going to tell you something, beloved, that it is time that we as individuals, and I cannot emphasize that enough, begin to listen to what the Spirit is saying in our hearts and our lives. It is wonderful to gather together as we gather together now, because we enjoy being in the presence and the company of each other. But I'm telling you that this is a day that God's called His people to separate themselves unto Himself, to come aside and hear His word for themselves. For we are being changed into His image, into His likeness. God's building a dwelling place for Himself. We're lively stones. We're a peculiar generation. We're a chosen generation. We're a peculiar priesthood. He has called a people to be a part of His dwelling place for this hour. And it is Him that is doing the work. You know, you think about, and I've thought about, like I said a while ago, it was God that called men to these revelations or these visitations. Man didn't decide it. And often thought, well, you know, man prayed those down, but man didn't pray down a visitation of God. Man didn't work up a visitation of God. God created that desire, that thirst, that hunger for Himself. And in this hour, God, there is a burning desire to walk in and to be in the presence of the Father. How sweet is that presence, that anointing? And He tells us that we have been enabled by the power of the Holy Spirit. And thinking about those words as we, you know, God dwells in us. Everything that God is in us. All of the power of the Godhead dwells within you and I. All of His power. He's omnipresent. He's omniscient. He's all-knowing. He's everywhere present. He's everywhere powerful. He's omnipotent. All dwells within us. And what is the reason that we don't see His power at work in these hours? It's because we don't listen to His voice. When God speaks, if God was to speak this morning to me and say, Dwight, I want you to go to Africa now. Well, I could hum and haw and say, Lord, I don't have the money. I don't have the authority. I don't have the power. I don't have the means. But faith kicks in. God says it. Faith kicks in. I arise and I begin to walk toward Africa. God will provide the means. God will open the door. And when on the other end, God will minister. Because He says, we are enabled. He has conferred upon us the power and the authority to accomplish His word in the midst of creation. That's where faith and trust takes in. Faith enacts upon the word that is spoken to us. faith in acts upon the earth. And it's the things that we've been brought through. It's the experience that we have had in this lifetime that has caused us to come to the conclusion that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think.
Absolutely.
You see, through it all, we can look back, and I can look back in my life, and I can see times that I absolutely had no answer. And I saw no way to get through or go through a situation, and all of a sudden God would drop one thought in my mind or in my heart, and enacted upon that thought, that situation would be changed and averted. And you see, when you look at those little things that God has done, it tells us that He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. He has conferred upon us His power and His authority. Beloved, this thing that we're getting ready to do and walk into as the manifested sons of God is not going to be a super religious or a super spiritual experience. We are a spirit being. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We came out from God. We are His sons, His children, His people. As He is, we are in this earth. So the spiritual realm is not foreign to us. To walk in the Spirit is not something that is odd to us. That's why we have become comfortable being in His presence. Because we are Spirit. That's who we were first and foremost. When He created man in His image, He took of Himself, which He is Spirit, and created man. And then He formed the body that Spirit was to dwell in. And He walked with Adam in the garden. But then when Adam left the garden, man began to live out of the solical realm. And forget the spiritual realm. But now God has been restoring a people to that spiritual realm. To begin to live and to dwell in the Spirit. To begin to speak out of that spirit realm. And so it's not odd to us. It's natural. That's who we are. And I used to think, oh, that day is coming and it's going to be a super spiritual time. No, that is going to be the reality of who we are, which is Spirit. Coming into immortality and incorruption. Putting on immortality, being clothed upon, being endued. He tells us, it's one time of the word that we endued with the power. And that word is to clothed upon, be clothed upon. In Acts, the first chapter, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall be repaid. You are endued, enabled with power and authority of God. But it comes from His Word. The authority comes from what He speaks within you. When He tells you to do something, beloved, He has enabled you to do it. He has empowered you to do it. And by His Word, He has given you the authority to act upon what He has said. You know, these are our glorious days that we're living in. These are days that man has never had a part of or never walked in. They're days that, to me, they're exciting. I'm becoming excited by what I see. Because I believe it's a new day and I am hearing a new sound in the earth in this hour. Psalms 46 says, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in time of power, of trouble. God is our refuge. God is our strength. God is our power. God is a present help in the time of trouble. You know, we see what's happened in the world today. Is that what you want to dwell on?
No.
He's called you to a higher plane, to a higher dwelling place. We are ascending in the Spirit. We are ascending in the Spirit. And God is becoming closer. We're entering in to a closer relationship with Him. He's our refuge. In verse 4, He said, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. There is a river. That speaks to me. A river flows. Many times they're flowing from way up in the state out to the ocean. A river is flowing. God is ever flowing. Ever flowing. Ever moving. Ever bringing forth a new word, a new revelation, a new understanding. Bringing us into a higher maturity, into a deeper spiritual understanding of Himself. Coming into a place of intimacy with Him in His presence. To turn aside from the things of this world and to look into His face. And to behold Him as He is. That as we behold Him, we are changed into the same image. Mm-hmm. Beloved, these are days that man has never walked in. And there is a contrast in this hour between that which is nominal Christianity and those who have been called upon to be the sons of God in this hour. Whose God hand has been played upon to walk in present truth. Does that mean that we're any more special than anyone else? No, 1,000 times no. Does that mean that we're any more spiritual? No, it does not. Does it give us anything to boast in? No, it does not. As Paul said, I can only boast in the cross. We're all leveled at the cross of Calvary. We're all the same. We're all God's children. God makes vessels of honor and vessels of dishonor. He makes vessels to use for His glory. And no one, there is no such thing in the body of Christ as a big I or a little you. And you know, ministry has been exalted to rock star status in this day. Many of these ministries have rock star status in this day, and they seem to. But Jesus said, you're a servant. You're a servant. You're not to do that. That's not who you are.
That's right.
Those that are called to preach or to teach or to minister are servants of the body of Christ. There is no exaltation there. There is no pedestal to be put upon. God's made the decision, but He said, there is a river, it's flowing. The streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. And in verse 5 it says, God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. Listen, God is in the midst of her. If God is building a tabernacle out of living stones is what it means. Your living stones that are being built together, formed, fashioned together, molded together, hallelujah, into a dwelling place for the Most High. He says God is in the midst of her. And she shall not be moved. The Word says that God's going to shake everything that can be shaken, so that we receive a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Beloved, God's establishing His Word. And that revelation or that Word that is within us through His teachings and through His ministry to us becomes so established and ingrained within us that it cannot be moved. Hallelujah. Bless His holy name that we cannot be moved. We are upon that rock that is unmovable, that we cannot be moved, and God shall help her, and that right early. And in verse 7 it says, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Verse 9 says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathens. I will be exalted in the earth. To be still. Verse 10. And know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathens. And I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. We are His dwelling place. We are His dwelling place. And because He is Spirit, we are Spirit. God is calling His people to Himself in this hour. As I said, there's a new sound in the earth. There's a new day that has dawned upon creation. This is the day that God has called us to. How long it's going to take to bring the conclusion of the manifestation of the sons of God in the earth, I don't know. But I believe this day has begun. I believe it's a day of worship that we as God's children are entering into a time of worship and praise and adoration of our Father. It can be outward, it can be inward, but worship is a part of us. As we bless the Lord with everything that is within us, as we exalt Him in the highest, He is worthy to be praised. This is a day of revelation. This is a day when God has called His people aside unto Himself individually. I want you to notice that word individually. You come here this morning, you listen to me speak, and that's good. That's okay. But I'm going to tell you something, beloved. This is a day when God is saying individually, you are to hear My voice and to listen to what I am saying to you. God is calling the people, not one, but this Son that is manifested in the earth in this hour is a corporate Son, a many-membered body. And beloved, there is no big I and little you. Every member of that manifested Son is going to be a minister. And it is out of your being and out of my being, hallelujah, that the Word of God is going to begin to flow out into creation. Every individual one of us. So it's good for us to come together. It's good for us to interact together. It's good for us to worship together. But beloved, God is saying individually, I want to pour into your spirit my word. I want to pour into you that I am speaking in this hour. And not that a man is speaking in this hour, but that I am speaking to you individually. Because I am telling you that the day is coming that I will no longer speak to you as I am this morning. Because I will speak individually and I will speak into you my word that is going to change you individually into who that I am. You see, beloved, it is not what I can do. It's what God is going to do to you. Listen, we have had over 2,000 years of church with a single man up before a congregation speaking. And God says that day is coming to an end. When I as an individual are going to be ministers into creation. You say, oh, I can't do that, God. Bless your heart, you have been enabled by the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's why God is saying these things in this hour, is because this is the day. This is the day that He is bringing His Word to you and I as individuals to listen to what He says. To be changed into His image. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 16 that tongues shall cease. That the day that all these things shall cease. Why? Because we're entering into a day and a time when every man will hear the voice of the Lord for himself. You know, you and I are to be ministers into creation. There's no longer the day. I mean, it's coming to a close. The big I and the little you. We're a body. And a body functions as one. And it only has one head. And that head is Jesus Christ. So individually, we have been enabled by the Holy Spirit. And God is flowing and ministering and doing His work in the midst of each one of us. And His presence. You see, that's the psalmist said that as the deer or the panteth for the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee. That's the desire that He has created within us. That I want you, Lord. I want to know you, Father, above anything else in this world. I desire, hallelujah, for the reality of your presence and your word in the midst of me. Are we fearful we're going to go off on rabbit trails or after? No. No, because this is a day that that's not going to happen, beloved. Those that God have called to this hour, He will not lead astray, but He will lead them in the pathway of righteousness for His namesake. He has done the calling, and He is bringing forth the people for this hour, His sons, and we're everyone going to be a part of it. We're going to be a part of that ministry in the earth. Mm-hmm. That is going to bring and set free creation from the bondage. We have been enabled by the power of God. He's forming the living stones for His dwelling place. And beloved, I believe that building is about built. I believe that the sun has risen on the new day. I believe the trumpet is beginning to blow. The sounding is echoing in our ears and in our lives and in our spirits as we hear His word to arise, to shake off the dust of this world, to stand up in the spirit of this day and begin to declare the word of God. Because whatever He says, we can accomplish. He never calls us to do something unless He has equipped us to do it. And these are days, hallelujah, that God is equipping His children. These are days that He is pouring His word into His children. These are days that He has called us unto Himself to be still and to know that I am God. In other words, to quieten down all of the outside voices that are around us and to know that I am God, the reality of who He is in the midst of us. Praise You, Lord. Amen. 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 Amen.